What's going on, Black Kids family? This is Brother Malcolm, and I am joined tonight with the Layman family.
Hey.
What's going on? So I was at that house, and I was telling them about this story about I was coming from my family reunion recently, and I was on a Southwest Airlines flight. And you know, on Southwest Airlines, you got to pick your seat, get on, get the right boarding pass, and yada, 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 all that stuff. So I had a seat on the aisle, and this beautiful, oh my God, this beautiful, beautiful black woman asked to sit in my aisle. And I was like, absolutely, like, you'd be a fool not to let a beautiful black woman sit in your aisle. So she sits on the window, I sit on the aisle, and of course, this scruffy white guy comes and sits between us. And I was like, kind of annoyed. It was so funny because I was like, dang, like, how am I going to talk to her? So we're sitting on the flight for about an hour. And we finally, I'm like, dang, I started looking at her because I'm like, she's, you know, she's cute. And I'm just like, I just want to say something. Like, can we just have a, can I just say you pretty? I mean, you know, I just want to do something. And so I kept looking at her. And at one point we caught each other's eye. And then I was like, ugh. Stop looking. I was like, come on, Negro, talk to this girl. You know you want to. And finally, I was like, well, how can I, like, I always have this thing where I don't want to be corny when you talk to a girl for the first time. Like, you want it to either be memorable or you want it to just have, you know, leave an indelible impression. And so I was like, I was listening to music at the time. I was listening to this new album I bought. And I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. So I tap her on the knee, and I was like, and she takes off her headphones or whatever she, or her hoodie, I don't remember. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, do you like good music? Do you listen to good music? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, listen to this.
Bow, 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 bow
And, you know, the lyrics are so dope. It's like, slow down, don't move too fast, let this moment last. And I was just like, wow. At the moment, I didn't realize it was perfect for just that moment sitting there with her. And, of course, you know, I went and started playing all kinds of music for her, including some other great albums that I love. And so I was like, oh, you know what I should do for my next podcast? I should do Malcolm Must Have albums. So the song you just heard was Slow Down. From the new album by Pacific Standard Time called Poolside. Ladies and gentlemen, run, don't walk, post haste to go pick that album up. Copy that, cop that, steal it. Don't steal it. Don't steal it, please. I am fully in support of artists. And let me tell you, I bought it for $9.99, and I know a lot of people are struggling out there, but this is a serious PSA for artists in buying and not pirating music. If you have the means to buy the music and support the artist. Like, honestly, like, every song on the album, I'm like, that is absolutely worth 99 cents. I am definitely going to get more than a dollar's worth of that. I played it, like, six times the first time I heard it. And I'm going to give a shout-out to DJ Anthony Valadez. What up, what up? KCRW, who introduced me to the song. And I tweeted him immediately, and I was like, what album is that on? And he was like, dude, it's not out yet. And sure enough, I went looking online. It was on Soundscape. No, it's not Soundscape. Thank you, SoundCloud. And people were just hitting them up, and they just have all these hits. The songs are dope. So Slow Down's one of my favorites. Why You Wanna, Harvest Moon, Kiss You Forever, Take Me There. It's just, the whole album to me is dope. Mm-hmm. And I'm also in this period where I like music that is not ratchet. You know what I mean? Like, I need, like, please don't hurt my head. I come home. I just want to be soothed.
Love and peace.
Please don't beat on me. Nigga that. No, day. You know what I mean? It's like, please. Oh, my. Okay. All right. Let's slow it down. Don't move too fast. Let this moment last. So that's one album. The next album, I'm trying to figure out who introduced me to these cats. If it was you guys, I don't know.
Who is it?
The Robert Glasper Experiment.
That might have been us. Black Radio.
Black Radio. First of all, you know what? I might have to give props to, this will get edited out. I think I got to give props to Jamila.
Okay.
I think Jay Farwell hooked me up with that, and we were going to go to the concert. And I had not heard the album, but I had heard a song off of it, and I was like, for sure. And I went to the concert, one of the best concerts I've been to at LA Exchange downtown. Mm-hmm. One of the best concerts I've been to in recent years. And, of course, didn't go on forever. Quantic, yeah. Open Forum, Alice Russell. It was such a dope, dope concert. And then, of course, Robert Glasper and all his special guests came out. Why don't we listen to this one quick track, which is one of my favorites on the album. It's so dope, and it features Ledisi. Check it out.
Okay.
we say? It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. I like that part. And, you know, something you should know about me is I usually don't know lyrics that well. And I'm so thankful for Pandora because they give you the lyrics. Because I'm always singing my made-up lyrics. But I love that part of the song where it's like, many miles apart, miles down, think of me, understand. At the end of the little bridge, oh, my joint. Get them, let us see. Love, let us see. But also, there's some dope songs on the album with music and Chrisette Michelle, which is beautiful. This Negro starts off his lyric with, I think beauty is overrated because that's something anyone can be. I'm like, whoa, he's about to get deep on you. And then, of course, there is the outrageously stupid, dope cover that Layla Hathaway does.
Oh, yeah, the Sade cover.
The Sade cover. You all know what I'm talking about.
That one is the bomb. That one is truly the bomb.
Cherish the day.
Yeah.
I had to cherish the day. I had to go grab it.
Yeah.
Cherish the day. Mm. Get him, Layla.
Yeah.
She closed the concert that night. It was just beautiful. And Yasiin Bey is on the album. Who else am I missing who's on the album? Ibadu.
But there's that new group, King. Ooh. That song they did. Mm. Love.
And then Tall Black Guy has a remix out now that is redonkulous. So I don't want to play that for you. I want you to hear the original so you can appreciate the remix. Because that's why you appreciate the remix, right? Because you're like, oh, wow, you just improved the original.
We will put a link in there, though, Daddy.
Holla back. Tall Black Guy, holla at blackis.com. We trying to be with you, interview you. I'm just saying we trying to move up with you. Where you at?
We're going to set that up.
Okay. And then finally, you know, I wouldn't be Malcolm Darrell if I didn't put you guys up on some game on some gospel music. There is an incredible anointed artist by the name of Minister Kai Panetta. And she has an album out called Speechless, Authentic Worship. And it is one of the most incredible worship experiences you'll ever have with an album.
Me Too Music presents Kai Panetta, Speechless, 2-disc CD and DVD set. Featuring Thank You. Panetta, Speechless, an authentic night of pure worship. Available at iTunes, CD Baby, TuneCore, MeTooMusic.com, and KaiPanetta.com. Get it now.
Wow. Mm. Don't even get me started. I don't really play about my worship. It's an important part of my life, and I really would encourage you to pick that up. Shout out to Kai Panetta with this awesome, awesome project. It's called Speechless. She's got a movement called Authentic Worship, where she's all about let's get back to authentic worship. Hit Kai up and please blow up her Twitter page and blow up iTunes buying this album. You will truly be blessed. She can be reached at Authentic Move on Twitter. And I just cannot begin to tell you how, for those of you who have not experienced that, to be in the presence of God through music is one of the most awesome things you could ever have happen to you as a human being. So those are my must-haves. I do have to get a shout-out to some honorable mentions, some albums that I've bought recently, listened to, and I'm feeling them. One is, of course, Channel Orange, Frank Ocean. You know, a lot of people are feeling the album and feeling this whole movement right now. There's a few songs I like on it. What I appreciate is that it's a fresh sound and that it's fresh production and it doesn't sound like anything that's out right now. So props to Frank Ocean on that project. And my brother Marvin Sapp with I Win. If you're trying to get encouraged during this economy, during this time when folks don't have jobs or anything, pick up an album that says I Win, Marvin Sapp. So that's it this week, Layman's. Any additional comments? You guys have an album you want to shout out?
This is old and we're late, but Moody Man Black Mahogany, which is what we're going to go out on tonight.
Hey.
Check that out. Moody Man, M-O-O-D-Y.
Can I get it on Spotify?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'm about to look at it right now.
Two N's. Moody Man, M-O-O-D-Y-M-A-N-N. Moody Man, Black Mahogany with an I.
Moody Man, holler at Black Is Online, please. Hello, we trying to grow with you.
Yes, sir.
What's up with that? That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Brother Layman, any?
What I've been listening to recently is that new Clams Casino mixtape, Instrumental, a mixtape 2. Got more of that heat, got joints from ASAP Rocky.
Mm.
And you were just on fire. He has some fire joints. I recommend you get both of them instrumental. You will not be disappointed.
And of course, we got to give a shout out to Black Is Online family member, Open Mike Ego.
Open Mike Ego.
He's got a dope album out right now called Fornimo Hospital. And you got to forgive me, brother, if I am pronouncing that wrong. I blame it on my head and not my heart. But want to give you a shout out because you're part of the Black Is family. And as always, is there anything else you guys want to say or want to shout out anybody?
That's it.
No, that's good. Enjoyed your album, Mike. Love the new video.
Yes. Video is dope.
Holla, holla, holla. And as I end every week, make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Till next time, Black Is family. Peace.
Peace.